USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Denver, a Boeing 777 had an engine catch on fire and debris from the engine fell in surrounding neighborhoods. USA's Dan Naraki has more.
A United Airlines flight bound for Honolulu reported engine trouble and returned to Denver shortly after takeoff, scattering debris over several neighborhoods in the process. Kirby Clements is a resident of Bloomfield, Colorado, and a piece of the engine landed in his front yard. He tells CNN that his first thought was that a plane had crashed.
Wife and I were sitting inside the house just finishing up with the paper, and we heard this big bang, and we kind of looked at each other and go, what was that? And then all of a sudden there was a bang and a crash, and this object just rolls right in front of our house, right out the front window. So I get up and look outside, and I'm trying to figure out what it is. And as soon as I open the door, I go, uh-oh, it's an engine part.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
After a winter storm, the president has declared Texas a disaster. With more, here's USA's Val Dior.
President Biden on Saturday approved a major disaster declaration for Texas, which has suffered widespread power blackouts and water shortages after a deadly deep freeze. The declaration frees up federal funding across the state, including assistance for temporary housing and home repairs. Also, low-cost loans for uninsured property loss. Texas Governor Greg Abbott calls it a major first step, as power is restored to most, but millions are still having to boil water to drink, and busted pipes are commonplace. At least 30 people are confirmed dead, but authorities say it'll be weeks before the loss of lives is known. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Two earthquakes happened right in a row off the coast of Oregon on Saturday afternoon. Both were around magnitude 5. They occurred just off the coast near the city of Bandon. No major damage or tsunamis were reported. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A federal judge has issued a temporary restraining order on South Carolina's controversial new fetal heartbeat abortion law. This just one day after Governor Henry McMaster signed it. The judge said she issued the order because the law would prevent Planned Parenthood's patients from getting an abortion before fetus viability, as guaranteed by the 14th Amendment. The restraining order will allow some patients who had appointments to receive abortions. Planned Parenthood said they filed the lawsuit because it prevents abortions before many people know they're even pregnant. That means it's, in effect, a total ban on the entire procedure. The judge ordered a hearing on the matter for March 9th. There's efforts to recall California's governor. With more, here's USA's Mike Fortier.
Those trying to recall Governor Gavin Newsom now almost halfway to their goal. Numbers released Friday show almost 670,000 signatures have been verified. They need 1.5 million verified by March 17th. One organizer says they're right on track, but one analyst tells Politico it's too close to call right now. Newsom facing criticism for his handling of the pandemic, including mass closures of businesses and schools. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
Kim Kardashian has filed for divorce from Kanye West. TMZ reports that Kardashian is seeking joint custody of their 4 children, North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm. Both are abiding by a prenuptial agreement. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.